Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yes. It's a pleasure to be here, and I can almost barely move this morning after the dinner I had last night, thanks to your senior warden and junior warden. It was very, very good. Thank you. And I'll carry it home with me.
We're delighted to have you. Thank you for coming.
But it's so nice to see a group like this and how steadfastly you're keeping the faith and meeting each Sunday. And we hope that those of us in the clergy who can be of real assistance to you and strength.
And if I may say, Father Martin intends to be here week after next, the third Sunday in January, if the creek don't rise. We're hoping his health will continue to allow him to travel, but we're looking forward to his coming to us in 2 weeks.
And he certainly was is looking forward to that.
With Francis.
Yeah, with Francis.
I mean,
could it be any other way?
I don't think they can travel apart. I take as my text today a portion of the passage from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
When we hear the word epiphany, perhaps at this time of the year, our first thought is to that of the visit of the wise men from the east to pay homage to the baby Jesus. The gospel passage from Matthew vividly recounts the manifestation of our Lord to the wise men, while in his epistle passage to the Ephesians, St. Paul soberly points out its full meaning. Truly, this is a festive time in the church. We have witnessed on Christmas Day the manifestation of Christ in the flesh, and now on the Feast of Epiphany, we witness his manifestation to the Gentiles. Perhaps in our joy, we overlook how momentous this revelation is. For centuries, the Jews, as God's chosen people, had nothing but contempt for the Gentiles, or any people other than themselves. They considered anyone who wasn't a Jew to be worthless in the sight of God. The apostles themselves, even though they had been witnesses to the Savior of the world, failed to comprehend the fullness of his incarnation. It was Paul who made the discovery that salvation was not for the Jews alone, that Jesus had come into the world for the salvation of all mankind. It fell upon Paul to reveal to the church what had been revealed to him. Indeed, it might be said that without Paul, it is conceivable that we would not be Christians today. Having convinced the church that God's purpose through Christ was to bring all mankind into his love, Paul fully embraced his mission to the Gentiles. The inclusion of the Gentiles was not an afterthought of God. Salvation was not first offered to the Jews and then, when refused, extended to the Gentiles. Rather, it is the eternal purpose of God. In the ancient world, who would ever have imagined that God's privileges were for all people? Even today, men fail to see the truth of Paul's revelation. There is something else we can garner from St. Paul and his zeal for spreading the good news expressed so beautifully by St. John in these verses. So God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Even though he was a prisoner at the time of writing this letter to the Ephesians, Paul was undeterred in his commitment to bringing about unity in Christ. Jesus Christ alone is all that is necessary and sufficient for our salvation. For Paul, This was the truth of God's revelation to him on the road to Damascus. Paul has left us himself as an example of Christian mission. He calls it a grace given to him by God. Throughout his ministry, despite hardship, material loss, even the threat of death, Paul endured all as a privilege and never regarded himself as a victim. Paul had discovered the great secret of God. To him had been revealed that the love and mercy and grace of God were for all people, not just for the Jews. Armed with this revelation, this great insight into the mind of God, Paul set out on his mission to bring the gospel to the Gentiles, to all people the promise of salvation, bringing all people into the presence of God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Paul's mission has been passed down to us. As we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, we can embrace, as he did, the wonderful revelation of our inclusion by adoption as heirs of the kingdom of heaven, and spread, as he did, the good news of God's eternal purpose for all mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.